Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. It's the late night alternative. We're taking calls straight to air for the last 50 minutes of the show. My name is Ian Lee. You are?
Catherine Boyle.
Correct. Deal with it, guys. Call straight to air means we don't call you back. There is, you can come on, you can do whatever you want. Don't accept withheld numbers because there's a pervert on the line. We're calling in from a withheld number, and I don't want his boner to explode. So we're not taking withheld numbers. But you know, I won't say your name if you don't want to. You come on, you can say whatever you want. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. I've got a dump button. And when I press the dump button, it's always fun to do. I'm going to count to 10. And when I get to 8, I'm going to press the dump button and you'll hear what happens, right? 1, 2, 9, 10.
Wasn't that exciting?
Yeah, man. And I'm going to do it again. When I get to 8, I'm going to press the dump button. 1, 9, 10.
Wasn't that exciting?
You see, guys? You see? Okay. Yes, Lamon, you're on the wireless.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Gavin. How are you?
Oh, tremendous, man. Yeah, I'm in a really good place, man.
Excellent. Just thought
I'd like to catch up with you and say how things are going.
Things good. I'm glad things are going well. Did we not agree?
I think we did.
Then
I think we did. Yeah.
Maybe we should stick to that, man, because it doesn't end well for either of us.
No, that's perfectly all right because I've got your kind message and I thought, yeah, let's end on. I think he called it a metaphysical handshake.
There we go. A metaphorical handshake. But metaphysical one.
Yeah, metaphysical would be something completely different.
But I wish you peace and luck, Gavin.
All right, my friend.
Tutty bye. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Firstly, Ian, it's the man that called last night just before the end of the show. But I did just call on withheld, and you saying that he's a pervert and withheld, and you weren't.
What are you talking about?
Last night. I was the last caller.
What did you say?
Do you remember that?
Four days in a row.
But when I just phoned up just on withheld to hold my number,
okay. Well, I'll tell you why, because we've had a little bit of trouble from people. Apologies, then. We've had a little bit of trouble of people being very rude to some of the female members of the team here. So apologies, apologies, mystery caller.
I'm not a pervert.
Are you sure?
No, I'm definitely not.
We all are a little bit, aren't we?
Okay, mate.
There's good perverts and bad perverts, though. I'd say I'm a good one.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Listen, so when we spoke yesterday, you hadn't been to sleep for 4 days. Have you been to sleep yet?
About 4 hours.
Okay. Well, how's it going? How's it going? I don't know if I believe that you've been up for 5 days thing, because the most I'd ever been up for was 3 days. And at the end of day two, I couldn't even speak. I was talking like that. And at the end of 3 days, I was absolutely insane. You know, I was going to say I was sat in a corner with a knife. I don't think I ever was doing that, but I was insane. You know, I was convinced that there were cats all over my house and that the people downstairs were trying to break in and that I was being filmed across the street. You sound very with it.
Oh, I thought the feature a few times.
You've done what?
The odd things, but okay. I've had a few things flitching.
Okay. Okay. But, what can we do for you this evening? It's not a great line, and there's a phrase that I bet you've said a few times.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yes.
Is that better?
No, that's better. We got it.
Well, today, I've put my head down and... I've made a few phone calls. I've got some calls.
Mate, I can't, mate. We can't hear you. Go, the phone's breaking up. Can you? I want to say go and stand near a window, but I don't think that actually does anything. I think that's a myth. Can you go and stand somewhere else?
No, I'm gonna go outside.
There.
Ooh, don't move. Stop. There. Say something.
There.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
That's better.
That's better. Okay. Go on. So what's happening?
Yeah, so I've contacted a local one and they're going to get back to me within 7 days to register.
Local what?
A group that's going to help me.
Okay, may I ask what group it is? It's not NA, is it?
No.
Okay, you're going a different route. Okay.
It is called the...
Okay, we don't have to say the name because it might give away where you are, and we don't.
No, it's just called recovery for you.
Okay, brilliant. Well, in the meantime, while you're waiting for the 7 days for them to get back, you could always go to a meeting.
Yeah. Well, I phoned tomorrow and I had a chat with them as well.
Okay, and in the meantime, as well as speaking to Samaritans, you could always go to a meeting. I'm sensing a real... And I'm not judging you at all. I would never judge anyone in your position, right? Because I've been there. But I am sensing a reluctance for you to try a 12-step group, and I just wondered why.
You know the problem?
Go on.
I don't like... I'm very, personal. Yeah. And I don't like discussing things in front of strangers that I don't even know.
Yeah. You don't have to discuss anything. You don't have to say anything in there if you don't want. You can sit at the back.
Yeah.
Sit at the back, you don't say anything. You can go in there 5 minutes after it started and leave 5 minutes before it finishes. Don't have to say anything.
Yeah. No, it's strange, yeah.
You're right. It's not strange. It's more common, I think, for people to feel uncomfortable sharing things, especially intimate things, in front of people than it is for them to feel comfortable to
do it. If I found it that easy, though, I would have got out before it.
Yeah. I just think when your marriage is at stake and when your life is at stake and when your
my marriage is finished.
Oh, your marriage is finished. Oh, you're right. I was thinking of the other guy.
This was because.
But you're in a relationship. If your relationship is at stake and your home is at stake, and I don't know if you work, but your job is at stake. More importantly, your life is at stake. I would have thought sitting in a room.
Yeah, I understand that.
I would have thought sitting in a church hall or a school hall or in a room around the back of wherever it is for an hour. I would have thought that was a small price to pay to possibly save all those things.
As I say, today was the first day where I've done a few things.
Good.
Researched it, found that out, and
all right.
Step one in.
Well,
you know what? The only reason why I phoned in.
Yeah.
The caller that phoned up and he was sat in the car outside.
Yeah.
And that's when I thought, it's not just me. Not that I'm sat in a car outside.
No, there's a lot of people. Unfortunately, there's a lot of souls. Right, this is 12:15 on a Friday night. You better believe it. There's a load of souls that got their gear in at 8 o'clock thinking, this is it. This is going to be the weekend. And about 12:15 is when they start going, this is shit. And the thing is, I'm locked in now until...
After the first one or two.
Yeah, I'm locked in now until Saturday afternoon, and then I'm probably going to try and get some more Saturday night. I'm locked in until Sunday night, Monday morning now. Imagine that. Locked in.
When did you stop?
Locked in for another 60 hours. In that madness.
Yeah.
I used to be like that. Yeah. I used to be locked in. And now I'm locked out.
Yeah.
And I like being locked out. I don't want that madness. That moment at 12:15, 17 minutes past 12 on a Friday night, you go, oh, God, I've been looking forward to this all week and I'm going to be doing this till Monday morning. Jesus. You don't have to do that, man.
And when I used to have it occasionally, or, socially, I'd never like have it all hours. It'd not, you know. Yep. It's one of them.
Yeah, well.
I know. If I don't want to be deaf, I've got to sort it out. Okay. And I don't want to be. Oh. And it's a hard thing once you get older. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's not. It is hard. Of course it's hard. It's tough, man. And I get it. I get it. You know I get it because I was there. All I can do, and here's the thing, and I was saying to Alistair yesterday, right? All I can do is share how I put down cocaine and ecstasy and weed and booze. That's all I can share. And the way I did it was in the rooms, going to 12-step meetings and talking in front of strangers and getting comfortable saying the word God when I didn't want to say it. That's all I can share. There are other ways of doing it. I didn't go to rehab. I was offered rehab. And then they told me how much it would be. They would tell me how much the rehab would be. And I thought, imagine all the coke I can buy with that. Do I get what?
Did you get much, after your first day, it was getting you?
Did I get angry?
Yeah.
When I was coming down from coke? Yeah. I was like, oh God, yeah. The next day was generally all right. Day two and three, I remember having a huge row with my sister because she was getting married and she was going to get married in New Zealand. And I had a huge row with her in a payphone, I seem to remember, saying, I'm not coming to New Zealand for your wedding and I'm not bringing mum because it's too far for her to travel. And that's because I stopped taking coke 2 days before and I've explained this to her.
I look back on all the excuses that I've made to not do this and not meet him and not do that because you're like feeling like shit and you just can't leave the house. And it's horrible.
Dude, I get your reluctance, but you just go to a meeting tomorrow. What have you got to lose?
No, I've
got
a
thing.
Will it be on a Sunday?
There'll be meetings on Saturday. There's meetings every day.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, man. Listen, I'm starting to feel that I'm talking to the cocaine a little bit instead of the man. I don't want to talk to the man.
No, you just got me. You got me thinking, and the dog's trying to get out in the back garden.
Go and let the dog out.
Keep your phone because of the signal.
Go and let the dog out. Go and breathe some fresh air. Go and clear your nostrils out. All right, we'll speak again soon. Have a good weekend, man.
All right, bless you. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye. We were talking to the drug a little bit more than the man, I think. But wish you luck, brother. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Simon here.
Hello, Simon. Hello.
Hello, Kath. As well.
Don't you talk to my woman.
I'm not your woman.
Leave my woman out of this. You don't even look at my woman. You don't say a word to my woman. I'll break your fingers and I'm going to stick them up your nose.
Fortunately, I'm not his woman, Simon, so you may speak to me as much as you like.
Fortunately for me, she's not my woman.
God.
Okie dokie.
Yep.
Exactly. Awkward, isn't it?
Simon's wandered into something he wants to wander out of. Yes, go on. Hey, speaking of which, so my boy loves Scooby-Doo, right? And I went round today and they're watching different Scooby-Doo episodes on Amazon Prime, right? Do you know what's happening in it?
Yeah.
Shaggy's going out with Velma.
Shut up!
Shaggy is going out with Velma and there's a bit where Shaggy and Velma are kissing and Scooby's jealous! Scooby won't talk to Velma because he's jealous that he's lost his mate! It is the weirdest thing. Shaggy...
A cross-species love triangle.
It's messed up. Wowzers. Anyway, Simon, yes?
Out of the news you played... A song about a banana.
It was B is for Banana, yes, by Paul McCartney from the new album Egypt Station.
Well, I've got a cracking song. It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Banana Phone by Raffi.
By who?
Really brilliant.
Banana Phone. Oh, I love a song about a banana. Banana Phone by Raffi. Okay. Okay, this is Raffi's... song, Banana Phone, as recommended by...
Do you, Princess...
There's an advert. They're not paying to advertise here. All right, Raffi looks like a fun guy. Here we go.
Ring, 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 Banana Phone. Ring, 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 Banana Phone. This feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing. Ring, 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 banana phone.
This is either the best song I've ever heard or, you guessed it, the worst. I just can't tell.
It grows the words in bunches.
Okay.
I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
No, that's awful. But thanks for the call, Simon. It's appreciated. Let's go to line. Oh, I missed the ads. We'll do it after this call. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hello there, Ian. You're right.
Yeah. Yes.
Good, good, sir. That, the guy that hadn't slept for 4 days has reminded me to call you up to thank you for letting me know about, well, letting us know about day five.
Oh, yes. You enjoying it?
I watched them all. So you had the guy on.
Yep.
And then I watched it on Pick TV, as you know, as was prompted by the guy.
Yes.
Hooked by the first episode.
Yeah.
Searched online, and actually all the episodes are on roosterteeth.com, which is like the company.
They're all on Rooster Teeth. And I'm very excitingly, I had an email last week from Josh, one of the producers and creators of Day 5. He's going to be... Yeah. In the UK next week. He's coming into this studio. Me and Kath, we're going to take him out for dinner.
Yes.
And he's going to come in the studio either next week or a little bit later in the month. But he's in London, and I've got his phone number, and he's not escaping, and he's going to be my friend. And I am going to... Here's what I'm going to do, caller. I'm going to get a cameo part in season three of Day 5. Now, Josh doesn't know this yet, but that is my plan, is to get a little... would you like some tea with that, sir? In Day 5. That's my plan.
So season three definitely happening, then, is it?
Oh, it's happening! Yeah. It's happening! It's happening! It's happening! And I'm definitely going to be in it. That is my guarantee to you. It's a good old show. I love it. Love it.
Great. And because obviously, like, the actors, you know, massively famous actors, they're all, you know, really good at.
Simon, we're losing you a little bit. The signal's breaking up. But you're right. They're all great actors. It's all done on a low budget. It's on Pick TV or Rooster TV if you want to go online and find it. Such a good show. Thank you for that call. We're going to take one more, then we'll do the ads.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Story parts, and I listen to a record that they long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4 p.m, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Line 5, you're on the wireless.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air?
Oh my goodness.
You're like on the radio and stuff?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's all right. What would you like to say?
Can I say hello to Stacey if she's listening?
No, we don't do shout-outs.
Oh, okay. Can I have some advice then?
Of course you can. We do advice.
Okay. Divorce advice?
The what advice? Rice advice? Huh?
No, divorce advice.
Oh, yeah. The best kind of advice. Yes, ma'am. What do you want?
Okay.
Do it. Divorce him. Divorce the scumbag. Sorry, that's insensitive. I take that back.
No. It's probably quite apt. My ex is... We'll go through a divorce.
Yeah.
It's just changed solicitor because I don't know why. Oh. But he has just changed his solicitor.
Okay.
We're at the nice eye, but he hasn't... He's divorcing me because of my... Because he doesn't want to be married to me anymore.
Okay.
And we're doing the finances at the moment.
We've spoken before about this, haven't we?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, spoke about this. Yeah, we spoke about this ages ago. I mean, like months. Yeah, and you were in the same position, weren't you?
Yeah. We're doing the finances at the moment, and he's sort of like blaming me, saying that my solicitor isn't quick enough, blah 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 blah.
Oh, man.
But I've just learnt that he is we're going through it. He's changed his solicitor.
Yeah.
And that's that. So I've got to wait to hear for that. But the thing is, Ian, he goes away, he works in the States a lot.
Yeah.
And he comes back sort of like once a month and has the kids. And I found out that he's back here. He had the kids last weekend, which is okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it, but he has my two daughters.
And his two daughters as well.
Yes.
Yeah, but
I don't think he deserves them because they're fantastic kids. But he doesn't. You know what I mean?
But they are both of your daughters.
Yes.
Yeah.
He doesn't do the parenting side of things.
No.
He does all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Because he takes them out nice places, does all the fun
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't do all the sort of like the mum stuff.
No.
It's probably wrong for me to say that.
No, I get it.
But and this weekend I find out that he's here. So last weekend he was here. This weekend he's here, but he's not having the kids. And I'm thinking to myself, hang on a minute, why aren't you having the kids?
Right.
And we have a dog. We've got a little dog. He's a border terrier.
Yeah.
Bless him. And he's 12 years old.
Yes.
And he's not very well at the moment. He's kind of like hallucinating. And
Hang on. How do you know the dog is hallucinating? What's he saying? How can you tell a dog is hallucinating? Is he like jumping on invisible bones and things?
Invisible flies. So he's sort of like snapping and barking at flies. And it's okay during the day.
Yeah.
But at night time, it's not so good because when the house is stone quiet, you've got to keep the house quiet for the kids to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And he's been to the vets. And it's kind of like, the vet said to me, it's like quality of life. And I said to my ex, I said, John, the dog is not well, you know, but he just doesn't listen to me.
Right.
And he doesn't want anything to do with it. The choice is like a blood test or an MRI scan, and he won't pay for an MRI scan for the dog, which, okay, is probably fair enough.
Tell me that you've got pet insurance.
No, we don't. We only have pet insurance, bare minimum, because...
this is one of the things you can't scrimp on, and I know money's tight and stuff, but honestly, you just can't scrimp on pet insurance because it's inevitable... All the other insurances I don't get, but pet insurance, it's inevitable something is going to go wrong with the pet. And it's so expensive, man. But you know that, so, okay, right, yeah.
Oh, I know that. But, you know, so I've given his parents a bit of a hard time about it. So, you know, your son needs to... I mean, he's loaded. This guy is absolutely loaded. He's got loads of money. But he just doesn't... Whatever, okay. But... I don't know.
I'm confused. What do you want advice on?
I think the advice on is, I suppose, as a, like a, as the mad wife,
yeah.
the mad mother, should he be seeing his kids this weekend if he's back here in the UK?
Well, hang on a second. You said you didn't want him to see the kids.
No, I know. I don't like him, but he needs to kind. He can't pick and choose. Like he's bought himself a flat, and he doesn't take the dog away. You know, he doesn't take the dog when he takes the kids. So I'm left with the dog. I look after the dog while, you know, he has the kids. So it means that. You know, he's taken the kids away to Spain. Oh. The dog wasn't very well. So instead of putting the dog into kennels, which I probably could have done, I stayed at home with the dog and looked after him because I felt that...
I don't think you can put a sick dog into kennels. I don't think they allow it, do they?
He's not sick, but I think he's hallucinating. So he snaps at flies. So some nights he'll sleep through the night, other nights he doesn't, you know. Yes. So it's just kind of a bit of... It's not he's sick.
Really interesting. You're talking more about your dog than your kids. I don't know if I should read anything into that or not. But
okay.
Should he be seeing his kids? Should he be seeing his kids? Do you have an agreement that he sees them once a month, or is it what is the agreement that you have between each other?
There's no agreement. But he just says, oh. Are the kids available on this weekend? And it's once a month.
Right.
I mean, for God's sake, once a month. Right. I think that's not right.
Okay, here's the thing. Should he be seeing the kids this weekend? Yeah, of course he should. But he has made the decision not to, and that's his decision. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think that's a wrong decision, but I don't know what he's doing this weekend. Maybe he's got an important thing this weekend. Maybe I don't know.
He's probably having
sex with her. I bet he is. He's doing it with her in his flat, talking about Spain.
Shut up.
Here's the thing, man. Kath will be my temper on. Will temper what I say on this, because if I go too far one way or the other, if I'm wildly off track, Catherine, I look forward to hearing your opinion.
Just say hello to Stacey because she's.
No, forget she's Stacey.
No. Say hi.
Hi, Stacey. Right.
She's more moderator. Okay. She's being a moderator.
Here's the thing. You said.
She listens to you.
All right, shut up. You said that they're your kids, right? That you said they are my kids. Yeah. They're not. They're both of your kids, whether you like it or not. They are.
But he does jack all for his kids.
Whether you like it or not, they're both of your kids. They're your kids, and they are his kids. Whether you like it or not, they are. They're genetically his, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't deserve them.
That's a different thing. But they are his kids.
Yeah.
And
would you see your kids once a month? That's my question.
We haven't got it into play yet. No, I would see my kids more, I'm seeing them not this weekend, but the weekend after. And then suddenly an opportunity came up to have them this weekend. And I said, actually, I can't do it now. I've arranged something. So, but I'm not him, you know, and he may be making choices as a dad that I strongly disagree with. I don't know his situation, but that's irrelevant. They're his kids.
Ian, top tip, kids come first. That's all. In my life, kids come first.
Okay. Okay. Right.
And if I was to give you advice, kids come first.
So hang on, now you're telling me off because I'm not seeing my kids this weekend.
No, this is just sort of like, but female.
That's incredible. What gives you the right to tell me off?
From a mum point of view, I always think that kids come first.
What makes you think that my kids don't come first to me?
Well, why aren't you seeing them this? You know, I would probably.
Wow.
I don't know what your weekend looks like.
No, you don't, and that's it. You haven't got a clue.
Is it kind of like for yourself? Is it something for yourself doing?
Literally none of your business.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is is it something for yourself?
And I'm saying it's literally none of your business.
Okay, that's probably absolutely right. But
No. I'm not, because I'm treading. You've said some really. Okay, let me just breathe it in a second. You said some things that I find quite outrageous, right? And I've trod very, very delicately around what you've said. But then suddenly you're wading in and you're judging me on how much or how little I do for my kids. I don't give you permission to do that. I don't give you permission to do that. Don't take your anger out on this guy, on me. How dare you? How dare you criticize or bring into question how important my kids are to me, and whether you question whether my kids come first?
No, I wasn't saying that, Ian. I promise you.
What were you saying?
In my eyes, my kids come first.
Right. And in my eyes, my kids come first. But your implication was that they weren't coming first because I'm doing something this weekend.
Okay. So take you out the scenario.
No.
My ex.
No, I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
Don't care about your ex. Don't care about you. Don't care. I think you've crossed the line. Actually, I think you've crossed the line, I'm personally very, very offended.
Well, ask Kath.
No,
what she says.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh, come on.
No,
I bet she's throwing stuff at you because
no, she's
kids
not.
Must come first.
Okay, you're doing it again. I'm really personally very, very offended, and I'm reining in because I'm a nice guy. I'm furious right now with you. Furious.
No, you're not.
No.
No.
I am. And Kath can feel the vibe.
No, no.
Right, I am.
No.
I'm furious at you. You have said something personally very, very offensive to me, and I am biting my tongue and being a decent gentleman, right, because of what you're going through. But I want to tell you to F right off. You've said stuff and made assumptions that you have absolutely no right to do. So I'm going to thank you very much for the call, Sarah. Don't call again.
Okay.
03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
And breathe. Kath, as I said, I would like to get your opinion. What just happened there? What do you think just happened there? Did I overreact?
I think we just heard a very angry woman.
Did I overreact?
No,
did I hear
no,
her
because
right?
Right. Without going into your situation, because it's nobody else's business.
No.
The assumption that, you know, when you are not with your children, it's all flipping party poppers and beautiful girls is ridiculous. But I also see that it must be really hard doing it all by yourself.
Of course it is. But
the thing is, it felt a bit like she kind of wanted to keep the kids to herself. Anyway, what do we know? We got one side of the story there.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was fair bringing you into it.
Admittedly, I'm having a cocaine sex party at the weekend. That's why I can't see the kids. But she didn't know that. I might be having a friend over to stay that I've not seen for years, for all she knows. But now I'm having a cocaine sex party. Catherine, you've not replied to your invite. You coming? Okay. Holly's going to be there. So terrible.
Now, that is me too.
Actually, that libelous thing to say. Yeah, and I apologize. That's libelous. If I were you, I'd sue Talk Radio. You get about 25 grand for that. Let's go to line one.
Hello, Ian. It's Carol again.
Hello, Carol again.
You cut me off. We've got sidetracked, and I've really enjoyed your show. Anyway,
yes,
I am.
Will you come to my cocaine
Carol,
sex party tomorrow? Hello. Hello.
Awkward.
Fornia.
Sorry. Hello, Carol. We can't hear you. I think she's considering it. That's hello.
Go for it.
Sorry?
I might be doing something else, but normally...
You'd be there.
When is your sex party? Well, bear in mind, I'm 61 next month.
Beautiful.
So things aren't as
lubricated.
Oh my God, you're 8 years off his favourite age.
I've got some Vaseline.
Oh my God,
I got some goose fat.
Wow.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
She's not swimming the channel. Although.
Yeah, I've lost the track now because I can hear myself talking it a right. while ago.
Thanks for calling, Karen.
Yeah, we can hear talking and all. Flipping heck. Goose fat.
Whatever it takes. I'm a master locksmith. I'll unpick that lock.
Oh, right, okay.
And I'll get in.
All right, that'll do. Let's move on. What an image.
She was up for it.
She was contemplating the mechanics.
Yeah, well, that's good. She's all right then. She's like, yeah, I'm in. But how do we make this work?
At least she was honest up front, literally.
I wonder if she'd be honest. No.
Yes.
Okay. We got the papers. Did you bring the papers in?
No.
Flipping heck.
There's some papers there.
I need them now.
Do you?
I need the. Well, no. Hang on, I might have it. Here we go. What's this? The Daily Mail. Britain's greatest newspaper.
I got something. Do you hear about the woman who reckons her mum was reincarnated as a robin?
I really hate it when you interrupt my monologues and soliloquies.
All right, do one then.
Let's see about your robin mum. Go on. All right, fine. Plenty of us like bringing... Do your robin mum. Pull your skirt over your knee. Over your knee. You want some goose fat on that. Hang on a minute. Line one, you're on the wireless.
It's Carol again.
Hello, Carol. Can you hear us properly now? Yes.
Yeah, well, what happened was a stupid, unsmart phone told me that I had only 25% of battery left, which I didn't want to know.
That's quite a lot of battery.
But I wouldn't mind coming to your... you'd be doing me a favour, actually.
At the sex party?
Your cocaine and... Yeah.
Cocaine and sex party at the weekend.
I always say to people, make sure you carry a condom.
What, to any people?
Everybody. You should always
Good morning, Vicar.
Carry make sure. A condom because you never know what might crop up.
I've got a decent idea, Carol.
So have you got the condoms?
See? Well, yeah, but it's running out of date.
Well, we better use it up then, hadn't we?
Well, I had two in case it got really excited. I managed to get rid of one a couple of months ago, but the others I need to use.
Okay. Well, come to my
cocaine
and sex
party. Because otherwise it's really embarrassing having a condom. Because I haven't had sex for that long. I think it's healed over. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yes. You're saying your vagina may have
sealed. This lady, I'm telling you from the girl guides, be prepared.
Oh, well.
Be prepared. Okay. Always carry your condom.
So
what badge is that?
Think things are going to be better than they turn out. Take two.
Take two, exactly. Okay, well, what time
take
can
two.
I... can What time can I expect you to come tomorrow?
What? Well, if you tell me where it is, I'll be start off to tonight. I'll start making my way. Because I don't even know where your house is, or is it in a hall or whatever. I'm up for
a
anything.
Hall?
Did you hire the village hall?
Well, it's going to be in the living room.
It might be in the village.
The kitchen?
I don't know where this cocaine is. Do I have to pay to get in?
I will get you in.
I'm on benefits.
If you can prove that you're on benefits, you get in for free.
Yeah, I'll prove it.
Yep.
I spend my whole life proving how ill I am because everybody wants to know.
Okay, well, as long as you can prove you're on benefits.
I've got to beg for a few pounds. Okay. I was going to
No
give
begging
the
at
lady.
The party. No begging at the party. It's just about fun.
No, I won't. Well, I'll tell you what, I can't walk very well because I've busted my
You think you can't walk well now?
About Stop it. No, it's because I've lost 2 centimetres off my leg. And when I went
so
into hospital,
in circles.
They told me I had early onset osteoporosis because I was too young to break my hip.
Wow.
Well, that's how I know. Ew. But because I've got celiac disease, it's kind of follows on.
Sounding a little bit mangy for the party.
No. I'm not a bad-looking bird. I've had my photograph of me wearing a dress.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them.
Right. Leather dress. Oh. You know, the vinyl things.
Yeah.
I'm wearing flat on my back on one of them cheap nylon sheets, bright red.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're wearing a leather dress on a red sheet. Now?
No. Yeah.
What?
On my back, because when you lie on your back and you're an older lady, you look younger. It's like an instant facelift.
Oh.
Because all the wrinkles move back to fluff up your face again. Because
all the wrinkles, even the ones
downwards.
Okay.
Don't they?
Where can I see this picture of you with your wrinkles going downwards?
Well, that's why you have to have your photograph taken. If you want to look good naked, photograph yourself lying.
But you said there's a photograph of
lying
you.
Lying down.
Yes. Right. You said there's a photograph of you.
Yeah, there is on the internet.
Right.
Because my friend,
where do I find
it? Just one of the. You see what I mean about situations?
Yes.
Well, you can have a look. I'll fetch you some. Whole album round.
How do I find this? Carol, you mucky pup. How do I find this picture on the internet?
Well, you have to go onto my friend's website.
Well, what's your friend's website?
Kezan.
Kezan?
No, hang on. Photography by Kezan.
Photography by Kez. K-E-Z-A-N.
No.
What?
K-E-V. A.
Kev. V.
Like Kevin.
Kevan.
Only.
Kevan?
Kevan. Instead of the I, you put an A.
Oh, I found it. All right, let's find a picture of you.
Have you got it?
All right, I've got photography by Kevan. Right. Boudoir. We're going to go to the boudoir. Here we go.
Right.
Is that you?
That's the one with all the blonde hair and the skinny bird with blonde hair.
It's
a bit ropey, that one.
Is it the one? Are you playing the saxophone with your bum on show?
No, that's my friend Marie.
Are you wearing a basque?
Lifting
your hair up. You got long blonde hair. And you're old.
Yep, that's me. I'm sat in a purple chair.
Oh no, I can't see. It's black and white.
That's the one. Oh, yeah, it always puts me in black and white.
Yes, look at you! Yes! Yes, man!
I'm not bad for a 61-year-old, eh?
That's because you're lying down. It's like a natural facelift. So it's like
I'm kneeling up on that picture.
Well, the one I've got here, it's like a purple, light pink sofa, and you're wearing...
Yeah, that's my sofa.
It's a great sofa, and wipe down. And you've got stockings on and high-heel shoes.
Is that the one where I got my feet up the wall?
You got your feet up the wall. I hope they're clean, them shoes.
They're my special prostitute posing eBay shoes for 99 pence.
Wow!
Plus £2.95 postage. I have a load of shoes because the best time to get anything cheap is in August. Forget you, Black Friday and standing in a tent
in
January.
August?
Time. Yes, because where is everybody else in August?
On holiday.
In holidays.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what happens to retailers in August?
Carol happens
They're
to retailers.
They're desperate for you to buy something. So you save all your money up, go shopping in August, go on eBay, bid for something. Nobody else bothers to bid because they've been saving like mad
Lost
to go on holiday in August. And then when they come back in the early September, they're skint because they've spent more than they intended to on holiday.
Is this, that's not you, wearing like
there
a...
There is.
No, hang on. Where? No, that's someone else.
I've got blonde hair. Yeah. Long, curly blonde hair.
Yeah.
I look like Barbie's grandma.
There we go. There we go. Okay, well...
See me?
I've seen
enough of me now.
Who's...
Now that I've put out on national radio how you can see a picture and we've identified who I am.
Who's Cherry?
What's she doing?
That's Kev's partner.
Okay. Oh, it's a nice picture.
She's not a bad-looking bird, but I'm the only true blonde.
Yeah. Well,
because if you knew anything about ladies, can you tell that man who's pissing in a jug? What? He's never been... He's obviously never been pregnant.
Oh, yeah, well, no, because he's a man.
Spend your time doing.
Yep.
Because you have to take your little bottle of wee from the morning.
How does Kevin know all these women that are prepared to take their clothes off? Look at those. There's a woman.
Photographer.
There's two naked women on. Are they tractors?
No, that's a racing car.
That's not a... I've never seen a racing car that looks like that.
Have a look for the calendar.
If they come off that racing car, they're going to scuff their skin and get chafed.
There's four of them.
They're like pink crayons.
Yeah.
There's a lady with a couple of trophies in front of her trophies.
In a tent, in the middle of a race meeting of sidecars. You know, they're TT races.
They're not mechanics.
Isle of Man.
They are not mechanics.
Pit stop.
Well,
exactly.
A few pit stops.
But that is...
Yeah, hello?
A saucy photo because there's no nipples.
No.
Plenty of wheel
nuts. And no genitalia on display.
Classic.
No, exactly. See? Little bit of bum.
And I have never done because I've always thought.
I'm going to show Martin. Martin Kellner's just walked in.
You seen it? Naked.
No, let me have a look.
In my life.
That's Carol.
It might be on the bucket list. I don't know.
My goodness me.
Well, listen, Carol, it's
you
lovely.
See, so you can check the goods before you send the invitation.
Well, listen, I will be in touch. Maybe it might be a bit short notice to come to the cocaine and sex party tomorrow, but I have one at least twice a month.
One next week.
Yes, I probably am, Carol.
Can you arrange something?
I will arrange a minibus.
You've got the kids, but they'll be upstairs, won't
they? Perfect.
Yes. Okay, I'll get the minibus.
Well, people are scattered all about.
Yeah.
I had the most amazing day
please stop.
Doing a photo shoot, but I'll tell you about that. Because I watched that lady quite rude to you.
Yes, right.
Who's getting a divorce.
Really,
she rang up for advice.
Okay.
So
Carol?
Auntie Carol, professor.
Oh, auntie.
She needs... How long was she married to her husband?
I don't know! Carol, I have to go, because Martin Kellner's...
This is the question.
It is. It really is.
She needed to ask herself.
Yes.
Because she's...
Keep it going. I've got nothing to say.
A narcissist.
Neither is Carol, actually.
So what she needs to do is go on eBay and check him out.
Yes, on
because
eBay.
Because women are smarter than men in divorce. Don't get mad, get even.
There we go. Carol, I've got to go. We'll speak next...
Be smarter than he is.
Jesus. We'll speak next week. Bye-bye.
Right,
have a look.
Anytime you need an answer to a question, just phone me up. You got my number.
I'll Google it, but thank
you. I'll give you the common sense.
Okay.
Answer
that's great.
That nobody else will ever say.
I'll be thinking of you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, have one for me, will you?
Okay, thank you.
I mean, common sense answers. You can't even sit the right way on a sofa.
That was a sexy lady.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.